always are dumb.
What the f***?
No, it's okay. On this show, you can say fuck.
Saturday night. I don't know what to say. I'm Josh Hadley. With me, as always, is the cat.
I don't really know what to say either. I had nothing to go on. So sorry. So sorry.
But we were Charlie-less last week. Just like a bad case of herpes, he flares back up.
I know what to say. Wiener nipples.
Now, before we get started, I want to just relate a funny story that happened to Charlie and I this week. I called Charlie's cell phone for a really stupid reason. I wanted to pick his nerd brain. So I call him, and he answers, and he's all echoey. And I'm like, are you busy? He goes, yeah, little bit. Was on stage, forgot to turn his cell phone off, and decided to answer it on speaker. When I called.
Okay, it's the only respectable thing I could have done. Because, like, I don't know how many open mics you guys go to, but to have your cell phone ring in the audience, you're like Jodie Foster just curling up on top of a pinball machine. Like, you're asking for people to give you shit about it.
It's like you're blaming me because, like, I knew that's the moment you were on stage, you know?
No, I'm not blaming you. Of course not. But, I mean, answering it is the only thing I could have done because I was, like, I had been on stage for about a minute and I was right in the middle, like, of a setup for my first big joke. And then my fucking phone rings. I'm like, are you kidding me? And people in the audience were like, answer it. It was mostly John Brown in the audience. He was like, answer it. Yeah, so I just answered it, put it on speaker, and I'm like, hey, what's up? And Josh said, I need to talk to you a minute. Is this, unless you're in the middle of something. And I'm like, yeah, I'm kind of in the middle of something.
And now, here's the funny thing. Now, before I knew all this, Kat, just because this is the way Charlie and I banter, I was going to, as soon as he picked up, say, hey, sweet cheeks, how's the hole? Something in my brain told me not to say that. I don't know if that would have made it better or worse, Charlie.
It would have made it better, because then I would have said, Dad.
These are the people you work with, Kat.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I know there was a reason why I do this show.
So that
it's for
happened?
Hey, sweet cheeks.
That actually happened this week to Charlie and I. It
was good.
I'm a little angry that he wasn't shooting this show, because otherwise it's just lost to time other than our story.
Yeah, I don't usually shoot open mics much anymore. Things can go so south. As you now know.
Exactly.
For these reasons, exactly.
So let's get into the show proper. Speaking of shooting things, let's get into this week's...
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Did you guys read the story about Oscar Aguilar in Mexico City?
Yes, unfortunately.
Oscar has a thing about taking selfies with manly objects, like big trucks and guns. He was taking a selfie with a gun and blew his own brains out. Now, I don't know if that's poetic justice. Is that suicide? Can you accidentally commit suicide? Is that a thing?
I mean, if there was a way to accidentally commit suicide, this guy has found it, because this is... I don't know if this is poetic justice, like you were saying, or potentially sad or funny, or... I'm not sure how I feel about this other than that I laughed and felt a little bad about it.
Well, of course it's terrible anytime someone dies, because douchebag, moron or not, I don't wish death upon anybody. But, I mean, you have to see it for what it is. I mean, if this guy was not such an asshole about guns, he would be alive. Like, I don't know if he was into something else, then that might have killed him during a...
He was drunk when this happened, but...
Well, okay. Drunk is... I think of alcohol as Darwin's ghost, stepping in when necessary.
Ouch, that's a little harsh. I can't argue with it, it's just a little harsh.
I say that as someone who is drunk a lot of the time.
I thought you were high a lot of the time.
That's the rest of the time.
Oh, got it. Okay, if you're not...
Yeah, the sober world is not for me. I avoid that always if I can.
What the fuck?
Well, then let's move on to sex toy safety. Okay, a Scottish woman was complaining about health problems. She's unnamed, obviously. So she went to the Aberdeen Royal Infirmary after contacting sepsis and experiencing severe weight loss and urinary incontinence. The doctors did an x-ray and found that she had a 10-year-old, 5-inch-long sex toy jammed inside her. It has been lost inside her for a decade. Now, I have to ask, would you not notice? I mean, 5 inches is kind of small, real adventurous there, woman, but would you not notice if you had a dildo stuck in you for a decade?
I'm the control group for this one, because I've never had a dildo stuck inside me. I sort of say that with a little bit of regret, because I'm like 34 now. I should have experienced more than I have. But as it is now, I've never had a dildo inside me, so I don't know how noticeable it would be if it were still there and you didn't know about it.
I don't know. So they don't
permission
say...
granted to speak freely, by the way, Kat.
They don't say dildo, they say sex toy.
But
and...
5 inches, that's, you know, I don't, okay, fine, sex toy, I'll reword it like that.
Yeah,
I
if it know. Was if it was an anal bead 5 inches in diameter, then you're damn Skippy, I would know that.
Like, I, you know, was there not an x-ray that we could analyze or something, because...
Actually, there is.
Oh, excellent.
And it's rather blunt. I don't know, it looks like it might be like a butt plug, because it's relatively short and wider, it seems, from the x-ray.
Because I would think you would notice if it was, like, something hard. There's just no good way to answer this at all. Like,
Is this show still sponsored by AdamandEve.com? If it is, then you owe it to them to tie this in.
There's a reason most sex toys have flared ends, people. It's for this kind of eventuality. We're all kind of laughing at this, but unfortunately this caused some major issues with this woman. After they got this out, she was diagnosed with vestia corvaginal fistula, a condition that causes urine to flow into the vagina, as well as obstructive uropathy, in which a blockage in the bladder causes urine to back up into the kidneys.
It also sounds like a Lovecraft character.
Kind of does. Once they removed it, they found it was so covered in bacteria that even the surgeons were disgusted. This one just kind of made me go, ew, but we got to talk about it.
Well, I know to disgust a surgeon, something has to be pretty fucking gross.
Covered in bacteria.
Yeah, meaning...
Like, to think about anything covered, like, an object covered in bacteria anywhere in your body is, like, really gross to think about.
The example that they gave, Kat, was, have you ever lost something under the couch for 10 years and noticed all the crud that it picks up? Imagine that in your body. That just made it worse, didn't it?
Can we talk about, like, literally anything else right now?
Sure, okay. How about we move to the story you brought me about witches?
Yes, let's do that.
What's up, Wiat?
Tell us about the witches and wizards in Nigeria, Kat.
Oh God, really? You're gonna throw that to me like that?
You brought it to me.
I just sent it to you because I thought it was funny. So
if you put it on the table, then you carve off the slices.
Well, apparently there is an Islamist militant sect called Boko Haram in Nigeria, and the people of Nigeria are not really too pleased with what they've been doing, which looks like it includes kidnapping young girls and basically being shitheads. And scamming people on the internet, saying that they're princes when they're really militant sects called Boko. Anyway, a couple of people have stepped up and said, you know what, enough is enough. And the people who have stepped up are the Witches and Wizards Association of Nigeria.
I just want to stop you real quick. I want to know, is wizard a title that you assign to yourself, or does that get assigned? I want to know the process of how you legally become a wizard in Nigeria. That's curious to me.
Do you have to go to a school like Hogwarts? Do you have to go through some kind of spiritual training? Like, I'm kind of curious. I don't know, but it's fascinating.
If it's anything like becoming a Nigerian prince, then it can be very lucrative.
And done over the internet through a series of emails.
With major, major typos.
Yes, so many typos. But so these are a group who held an emergency meeting and said, you know what, we're sick of this shit, and we're going to do something about it. Now, what they are going to do has not really been specified, because they've just decided that they're going to have an emergency meeting and they're going to talk about something to do.
It's but still more than Congress has done in America.
They're witches and wizards. Let's hope they're more powerful than Congress, too, because Congress ain't doing shit. And these guys could maybe get some shit done. And I don't know what the witches and wizards do in Nigeria. I don't know what the lore is, what the superstition, what the belief is. But if I had to pick a random group of people who have a stake in peace in a country, the group that I'm not going to piss off are the witches and wizards.
Well, this is, once again, a lot of shit that atheists never, ever do. I'm not advocating atheism, but this is the dark side of religious freedom. I mean, religious freedom is one of the things people love most about whatever country they're in. Like, any sort of nationalism is usually based upon religious freedom in some way. America, Nigeria, you know, Ireland, especially places like that. But this is the dark side of that. People will take religion way too far, and this is just another worst case scenario example of that.
Now, are you referring to Boko Haram or the witches and wizards, or both?
I'm referring to whoever's kidnapping innocent girls.
Boko Haram.
In the name of religion. Taking it that far is the worst thing about religion, about faith, about anything. If you're hurting another person, then what you're doing is wrong. That is a fact that applies to all of us.
And I want to point out, and this is his real name, the president of Nigeria is President Goodluck Jonathan.
Are you fucking shitting me?
No, I'm not. That's his real name. Goodluck Jonathan.
President Goodluck Jonathan.
And he's standing behind the witches and wizards because he doesn't want Boko Haram there either.
Of course he is. Do you think a fucking human being gave him that name?
If you don't want to stand behind the witches and wizards, then you're probably going to have to stand in front of them. And I don't want to be in that line of fire. I don't know what they can and cannot do, but I don't want to be in the line of fire of it. So good on Nigeria and the Nigerian people standing up and saying, witches and wizards are going to do something.
All right. Well, speaking of line of fire, hey, Charlie, did you see the report in Denver about the fire challenge?
God damn it. I was hoping we would not have time for this one.
Apparently, this is an actual thing where kids are lighting themselves on fire, apparently just to see if they can do it. And this is like a trend. There's videos all over the internet. You've got this local CBS affiliate doing a story on three major cases in the Denver area where kids just, I guess, are bored. So they put lighter fluid all over their chest, light themselves ablaze, and then are shocked. Shocked, I tell you, that they have to go to the emergency room after this.
Well, I can confirm that not only is it a trend, but it's been happening for like 30 goddamn years. When I was in like the late years of junior high, my friend Sean and I used to do this. We used to spray hairspray on our hand, light it on fire, shove it in a bucket that we had close by, because there's not a whole lot of shit to do in Colorado if you're out of shape and you don't like hiking and skiing and shit like that.
All right, I've never been bored enough to set myself on fire. Isn't that couldn't you just jerk off or something?
Well, yeah, during our alone time, but I mean,
friends' time.
No, you have to be social, and you can't jerk off socially. At least I don't know how you do it. Maybe there's a way.
So setting yourself on fire is somehow better.
Apparently there's a woman in Scotland who's been jerking off socially for the past 5 goddamn years. But no, this is one that I'm guilty of. Yes, it's stupid. No, we did not benefit in any way from lighting our hands on fire. Just something that people do when their parents are busy with other shit.
All right, Kat, I've never been stupid enough to set myself on fire, but have you been this stupid?
Really haven't. I don't think I've ever been bored, like, that level of bored in my life. Like, I was probably
a baby.
Lie. And
you couldn't lie just with me.
Well, no. And I tell you what, you can tell only dudes are the one doing this because girls would not put lighter fluid on their chests and light it up.
That's a good point. Yes, that is an excellent point. I have never, ever heard of a female doing this in anywhere in Colorado, so I think it is just mostly an adolescent male thing.
Now, okay, I took a skateboard off my mom's roof once when I was a teenager because it seemed like a good idea at the time. And I think setting yourself on fire is about the dumbest thing you could do. Because here's my question. What possible outcome do you expect?
No, it's not really an outcome kind of thing, man.
It's just the whole, it's like, you gotta do it to prove that you can do it, or something like that. It's a challenge. Is this
like taking a selfie with a gun?
I was gonna say, it's really such a dude thing to try and one-up other dudes.
That's very true.
And, you know, like, oh, I totally did it. And, you know, you gotta prove yourself to these guys that you can do it. And why the trend is now setting yourself on fire, or why the trend has been setting yourself on fire, why? Okay, cavemen figured out that you don't want to set yourself on fire.
Fire bad.
I do have an alternate theory. When you look at Colorado, we average like one major fire-related disaster a year. usually in the summertime. I think psychologically, some people might be trying to, like, confronting it. That was not the case with my friends and I. We were just stupid and bored. But I could see where some people might be doing it for therapeutic reasons.
Would I be out of line saying that you guys, without realizing it, were in training to be monks during Vietnam?
Not out of line, I don't think. I wish we had reasons that noble.
I'm going to take a lot of crap for this, but I think this is Darwin's theory in action.
It might very well have been.
And you may be an example of that.
I made it. I had never had to go to the hospital for a burn. And dude, I set myself on fire a lot when I was 17.
I'm sure Richard Pryor would disagree with you.
Boys are dumb.
Not going to disagree with that.
I can't disagree with that either. Girls are evil, boys are dumb.
Girls are crazy, boys are dumb.
All right, on that note, we're going to take a break. When we come back, it's politics time.
Man.
Hey, welcome to Heart Attack. I am Hart D. Fisher. Yes, you could find me online at facebook.com/heartattackradio. You could find me at Twitter. And I got caught again. Fucking Empire News got me again with this Ghost Adventures star gets fired, reveals disappointing truth about paranormal TV series being fake as fuck. They got me. This is like the third time, too.
How many times do I have to tell you, Hart? Every time you send me something from Empire, I'm like, really, Hart, again? And you're like, damn it.
You know why they got me is because I know producers and I know people on some of these ghost shows that are on the corporate TV. And I have sworn that I won't name who it is, but I know people, and so I know they fake this shit, and I know they fake, you know, they even tell the stars, so the producers will go in the woods and make noise, a la Blair Witch. And so I read this article, and I don't know, it read real. It didn't even fucking read real. And then I know a writer from IFC, Tony Short, it's his buddy who wrote it and fucking got me.
This is what I don't get about a site like Empire. Like, I get The Onion. The Onion is a satire news site. Empire, either they're failing to be funny or they're not trying. They just seem
There's
to be
nothing
a
in this
fake
that's
news.
Funny.
Right.
It reads like real
be,
news.
Yeah, they seem to be just a fake news site instead of a funny fake news site like The Onion is. That's why I don't understand their purpose. What's the purpose of just writing real style fake news that's got no point? I don't get it.
You know, I played an April Fool's joke when I was in high school on my girlfriend. I called her up and I said, oh, I got mugged. I'm in the hospital. I got beat up, you know, and she flipped out and she was telling her family. She was getting teary. And I'm like, oh, no, it's April Fool's joke. April Fool's joke. Ah, that's not funny. And it wasn't fucking funny, you know. And so I found out the hard way that if it's too real, it's not funny. You get me?
But see, this is what I don't get, and this does kind of alleviate some of your having gotten by them. Empire gets a lot of people. I see on my Facebook feed is filled with people that think the Empire stuff is real. Okay, you and I have talked at length on Heart Attack about how you have to look at the source, right? That,
yeah.
You know, I immediately disbelieve anything I see on Fox News, even if it's accurate. I just immediately go, it's Empire. Why are you people taking this so seriously? Oh, because you don't know it's a fake news site.
Yeah, well, you know, I think that's why somebody like Jesse Ventura, I actually respect him for refusing to bow down to public barking and stood tall for his reputation. And I'm glad that he stayed on his lawsuit to protect his reputation with a liar, a guy who fucking lied about Ventura, and it was proven in court that he fucking lied, and they tried to turn it into it was Jesse Ventura versus veterans, Jesse Ventura versus veterans.
It wasn't Jesse Ventura versus veterans. It was Jesse Ventura versus a liar who happened to be a veteran.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. At the end of the day,
we should give people a little background.
Go ahead, Josh. Hit him.
Essentially, the guy who has the record for the highest number of sniper kills in the U.S. military wrote a book. In this book, he kept exaggerating to the point where journalists cannot verify half of the accounts that he claims he did in this completely truthful book, according to him. And one of those accounts was getting into a fist fight, taking down Glassjaw Jesse Ventura. Turns out he made the entire story up. Jesse Ventura was able to prove this in court, and yet somehow Fox News, CNN, and all that turned it into Jesse Ventura is slandering deceased veterans.
So the guy who's being lied about and who stands up and says, "This, I never even met this motherfucker," and this dude's lying and everybody wants to get on his ass because he dared to stand up for himself. Gee, this reminds me of what happened when I did the Jeffrey Dahmer books and everybody accused me of profiting off of a serial killer and profiting off the emotions of the victims' families. And they never read the book where the book actually condemns the serial killer, condemns the crimes, and most pointedly condemns the media's culpability in marketing the serial killer and selling him as a hero.
But there's something else at play here, Hart. There is this weird bubble around veterans that a veteran automatically has more credibility than a civilian does. That was the thing. The journalists didn't even want to look into this because going against the word of a decorated veteran, even though it turned out he was lying, that his veteran status protected him from even an investigation. You know, veterans can lie. They can be scumbags. Just being a veteran doesn't make you a better person than a civilian. There's this bubble built post 9/11 that veterans can do no wrong.
And you know, the funny thing is that everybody wants to celebrate the soldiers and celebrate our men in military, as well they should. But at the same time, they demonize the weapons of their job. They demonize the guns. They demonize the tools. And do you ever sit there and think of the toolbox murders and you think, boy, that handyman used a hammer to kill a bunch of people. We better take that hammer away. Boy, we better take that away. Or like you say, oh, he's a veteran. He's a veteran murderer. This is a guy who's killed more people from long range than anybody else. It messes with your head being a sniper. Being a sniper is no joke. I have a couple of friends and I've known some guys that did this work throughout my life. And it's not the easiest thing in the world. It definitely is something that sticks with you and sticks to your bones and marks you. When you're shooting people through a scope and watching their brainstem blow out the back of their head, and then you got to lie about Jesse Ventura. I would say, Josh, I would wonder who paid him to do that. Why did he decide to do that? Because we know that our special operations warfare class, what is that? It's special operations, and a great deal of that is psychological operations. And we know that our government is in a war of misinformation. They misinform the public leading up to the Iraq war so much they actually outed an actual CIA officer, which is committing treason during an act of war. Valerie Plume was outed by our government as an active CIA agent. No one was pursued for their treason then, but they want to sue Obama. It's fucking really ridiculous, silly, asinine shit.
There's also been a shift in this country. Why didn't we have that for Nam? Why, when my uncles were coming back?
And dude,
they're not.
They're only doing it when they feel like it. They're not listening to the veterans who are talking about what's happening to them
at the
with
VA.
Their VA. How come no one's listening to what they say at the VA, and no one's listening to what they're saying about what's happening overseas and what's happening behind the scenes? They've been muzzled, except for when it suits the government's propaganda.
Or heaven forbid, if a veteran speaks out against the government, he's just disenfranchised. He's shell-shocked. He's got post-traumatic stress. But if they're pro-government, they're murking, goddammit.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I grew up with war veterans. I grew up with a Vietnam vet who made a very big impression on me. And he told me flat out, he didn't own a gun. He was a truck driver. And he did not own a gun because he said it was too easy to kill people. And that stuck with me. That really stuck with me. And these are the people that are going off to war and coming home. They've murdered people, and they're having to deal with this. And the issue of thrusting them out as political props is very brutal and awful. And then the issue of all the people that have been online, this vitriol of hate, I got to wonder how much of that is sock puppets that are people that are just trying to destroy Jesse's reputation. That's what they do. This is what COINTELPRO does. They go out and they harass the people that are critical of the government and critical of the government's agenda. And they will create things to make you upset. They will misdirect your attention. Oh, Jesse Ventura is an asshole for going after a veteran. Never mind the fact that he's a real man who's standing up for his reputation and pursuing it to the letter of the law. No one's talking about the value of that. What a great guy to stand up for himself and say, no matter what you say about me online, I am going to pursue my truth. And that's something that I feel is missing from the society. In a day and age when these actors go on TV and cry at the drop of a hat because somebody leaked their mean message to their daughter online, or they cheated on their famous Hollywood starlet. I thought you were a biker badass, but here you are crying like a bitch. This is where you man up. Jesse Ventura manned up. That's the definition of manning up, doing a difficult job when everybody's yelling at you to stop, but you get the job done anyway.
because the president believes in God. Like all good soldiers should. It's 6 a.m., I can see my breath, and the clay dirt is laughing at the weakling boy. Today is a day that I'll write my friends. It's something I've been trying to remember. I had a dream of a wall that was 21 stories tall.
Now we get into politics. Now, we've previously talked about how John Boehner and the GOP are going to sue the president for his, their words, unilateral action. So Thursday morning, this was the quote from John Boehner, because the House passed the resolution to move forward on the lawsuit, which I also need to point out still has to pass the Senate. And if that happens, Obama still has to sign it into law before they can do this. But John Boehner's quote. No more unilateral action by the president. If the president takes these actions, he'll be sealing the deal on his legacy of lawlessness. He'll be violating the solemn oath he made to the American people on the day of his inauguration. Unquote. That was Thursday morning. 3 hours later, Thursday afternoon, the same John Boehner dealing with the kid crisis at the border. Quote, there are numerous steps the president can and should be taking right now without the need for congressional action to secure our borders and ensure these children are returned swiftly and safely to their countries, unquote. So he's suing the president for using executive action, and then later that afternoon says, why isn't the president using executive action? Can an actual party be schizophrenic and off their meds?
I think you answered your own question. Can they be? Yes. It's that this mentality, and it's not one side or the other. It's strictly politics of somebody is doing something that I don't like, so I'm going to punish them for it. But as soon as it's convenient for me, they need to be doing that again. Otherwise, it's an atrocity to me.
This made my brain throw up out of my brain's ass.
Does that share an ass with your ass, or do you have different asses?
It's a different ass. It's a different ass for different purposes. This being one of them.
Yeah, fair enough.
I don't really know what to say about that. I mean, in situations like this, a lot of them involving John Boehner, oddly, you just have to depend on people's common sense, and sometimes that's harder than other times, you know.
Well, speaking of common sense, how about how for a couple of hours at least, CNN's Bill Weir earned my respect. Well, he was speaking to Fox Nation on the Fox News channel, quoting, weather is not climate, you willfully ignorant fucksticks. Okay, he earned my respect there until, of course, a couple of hours later when he apologized. The glop of Midwestern guilt stuck in my chest probably won't go away until I apologize to Fox Nation for name-calling. Dumb move, my bad. God damn it, you were on the right track. They are willfully ignorant fucksticks. Because Fox Nation was going off on how, well, the weather, like this, blah, 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 proves climate change. Climate and weather are not the same thing. I'm going to say it, you willfully ignorant fucksticks.
Yeah, that was perfectly stated. And I'm not agreeing with this just because it was someone talking about Fox News. I would agree with this if someone from Fox News had called someone else ignorant fuckstick because it was on Weir's personal Twitter account. I don't believe in your job censoring what you can say in everyday life. I don't think that's right. I had to turn down a job with the local newspaper here just for that reason. I was applying to be social media director for Pueblo Chieftain, and a friend of mine who had that job for a while had warned me that you have to watch what you say from your own Facebook or from your own Twitter account because they think what you say in real life reflects upon them. And I stopped thinking about that job. But like, this was a couple years ago. I hadn't thought about it until then because I just really did not think that was right.
I think what he said was wonderful, and I'm really sad that he went and apologized for it. Although that was probably for the best because it.
I'm sure he wanted to keep his job.
Pretty much. It sucks that that's the way the world is, but that kind of just is the way the world is. So if you want to play the game, you have to follow some of the rules until we have, like, I don't know, freedom of expression for real. But yeah, God, I just, like, slow clap for that guy because somebody's got to tell it like it is.
Fox News, their anchors, especially Brian Kilmeade, who is a known willfully ignorant fuckstick, and Steve Doocy, another willfully ignorant fuckstick, think that illegal immigrants should be left to die if they call 911 and can't speak English. Now, I have issues with coming to this country and not being able to speak the language, but if they call 911 and it's a legitimate emergency, you don't let anybody die. I don't care if they are illegal or not. Quoting Steve Doocy, they stumbled across the border illegally and now they want your help. A small Texas town forced to answer 911 calls from stranded illegals in Spanish, unquote. What he was bitching about is how as soon as they would call 911, they would ask for an operator that spoke Spanish because they did not know how to speak English. So he was saying the operator should have just hung up. Can't speak English? You don't get 911. What are we becoming?
There is something really, really, really wrong with white people. This is such a white people thing where, like, oh, we don't want all of these people coming into our country who don't speak our language. And then we have so completely forgotten everything that this country was founded on and for and by. And the great American melting pot, let's face it, people, is dead because honestly, it melted. Like, it just got too hot up in here and it's gone. And there are just some people who are so dedicated to the idea of keeping people out for bullshit reasons. And it goes against everything that this country was founded on. It honestly sickens me, period. And these people right here don't understand a goddamn thing about the real world.
How about this quote from Brian Kilmeade? Not only are they understaffed and lacking resources, he's talking about the 911 operators, now they've got to deal with illegal immigrants who have no business being here in the first place.
I could talk a lot on immigration, and it's such a way too big of a topic for
this
us to
actually
talk
isn't,
about.
Yeah, this really doesn't have anything to do with immigration. This is about speak English or die.
Well, I mean, this guy is saying, oh, well, these people don't belong in our country at all because they're not us. And again, it's too big of a topic to go into here, but the whole speak English or be. There are so many reasons why you would not be able to speak English while you are calling 911. Some people call up and they can't even talk because of whatever medical emergency is going on. And we're not, if a white person died because of that, we would be like, that's a tragedy. That's terrible. But, you know, whatever, let the brown people from south, they can die for all we care.
Like, I don't have anything necessarily different to say than Kat already did. I just think this is the kind of dumb, stupid, racist, nationalistic, chest-thumping bullshit that makes the rest of the world hate America. I don't think there's much more to it than that. I think Brian Kilmeade and Steve Doocy are racist idiots who want other people to die because they are not of the same race than them. It really is as simple as that. And if I were not a man of peace, I would advise any two guys out there to grab Brian Kilmeade and Steve Doocy right after a show, if possible, and simultaneously shove umbrellas up their asses and open them. That is an East Denver practice known as the Cherry Poppins. But because I am a man of peace, I'm not going to recommend that.
Well, let's go from that stupidity to the last kind of class warfare we've got. Now, these are two separate things. About Gene Simmons of KISS. Now,
almost simultaneous to each other.
Now, first of all, Gene Simmons, the man who made all of his millions and millions of dollars off of stupid teenagers, off of completely selling out and being a live-action comic book character, he wants you to worship his money. I'm going to quote from him. I have been part of the 1% for the past 30 years. It's fantastic. The 1% pays 80% of all the taxes. 50% of the population of the U.S. pays no taxes. The 1% provides all the jobs for everybody else. If the 1% didn't exist, there would be chaos and the American economy would drop dead. Try being nice to rich people. I don't remember the last poor person who gave me a job. Unquote. Now, first of all, poor people are the ones who made him a millionaire. Who the fuck does he think Kiss fans in the 70s were? Rich folks? Do you think Aristocats were listening to Rock and Roll All Night? No, they weren't. And then the 1% pays 80% of all taxes. According to the 2012 statistics, the top 1% of America paid 27% of America's taxes. Over 50% of the taxes were paid by the middle class. So that he's completely wrong. 50% of the population in the U.S. pays no taxes. That's not true. It's only around 14% that do not pay taxes because of that whole middle class thing. So everything he's saying is wrong. At the same time, he's saying, I'm rich, you're not, kiss my ass. No pun intended with the kiss.
Well, anyone who is expecting accurate economic insight from Gene Simmons really should take partial blame. Also, I don't know how, but because he's Jewish, this is somehow anti-Semitic. I'm not exactly sure how, but it just has that sort of feeling to it. And fuck Gene Simmons. I like Kiss. That's the thing. Like, I like Kiss's music. I hate Gene Simmons. He is such a fucking tool. And the last poor person that gave you a job was probably a late 50s soccer mom, which is what his groupies are now, who gave him a quick handy after a show at the Holiday Inn Express a couple of weeks ago.
This is a guy who obviously has too much money and is really just, his views are so distorted because he doesn't understand how the world actually fucking works anymore because he's been too rich for too long. And he's obviously too far separated from any time where he didn't have, you know, servants waiting on him fucking hand and foot all the time.
He is in a bubble.
He's in a little bubble of ignorance that he can afford to be in, but the rest of us can't. So, yeah, what a fucking douchebag.
Well, also, anything said by someone who purposefully changes his name to Gene should be taken with a big grain of salt.
Well, how about this? 15 years ago, he gave an interview to Rolling Stone, quoting, I've always been a fan of Americana, and Americana has always been about imagery, often above content. I think there's nothing wrong with that. The world worships this culture. Most people only think about America in terms of rock and roll, movies, and television. Kiss is very all-American in the sense that our consistency has never had anything in common with critics, because our power, our lifeblood, our very reason for existence is our fans. Without them, we'd be nothing. Unquote. That was 15 years ago. Now he's saying, I've got all your money, so fuck off. What changed in 15 years?
I have no idea what changed. I mean, I would like to think it was probably drugs or something, because I assume anybody
actually,
who has
no,
that
he's
much...
about as straight edge as you can get, and we'll get into that in a minute.
Yeah, I think he probably says that, but I think anybody with that much money probably sleeps in a bed of cocaine. I have no idea. This is a guy who, again, he's just so disconnected because of it. It's like people who get away with murder because they're rich and they don't understand how, you know, how the world is supposed to work because their views are so skewed by their curtain of money that they obviously have. He just doesn't get it that the people who made him rich, the people who bought his records and bought his merchandise are the people that he's basically wailing on right now.
Well, I think another part of that quote from Rolling Stone from 15 years ago is a little bit funnier. He says he has no problem with image over content. That coming from a man who, when he does his job, he's wearing clown makeup. Fucking fancy that.
I noticed that little dichotomy as well.
After that, I can't respect anything that comes out of the same person's mouth ever again.
Well, how about when he basically told drug addicts and people who want to commit suicide, do it. He was asked about whether he stays in touch with former Kiss members Peter Criss and Ace Frehley, who both have had drug problems in the past. Quoting, no, I don't get along with anybody who's a drug addict and has a dark cloud over their head and sees themselves as a victim. Drug addicts and alcoholics are always, the world is a harsh place. My mother was in a concentration camp in Nazi Germany. I don't want to hear fuck about how the world is a harsh place. She gets up every day, smells the roses, and lives life. And for a putz, a 20-something kid, for me to say, I'm depressed, I live in Seattle. Fuck you, then kill yourself. I never understood because I will always call them on their bluff. I'm the guy who says, jump, when there's a guy on top of a building who says, that's it, I can't take it anymore, I'm going to jump. Are you kidding? Why are you announcing it? Just shut the fuck up, have some dignity, and jump. You've got the crowd, unquote.
Okay, so with him as a father and a reality show, those goddamn kids never had a chance.
What a fucking twunt. He's a twat and a cunt.
I was about to
he's
say, did you mean to say twunt?
Yes, he's a twat and a cunt. He's a twunt.
That's adorable.
He was also bitching at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because they would only induct the original lineup of Kiss. They would not induct current members Tommy Thayer and Eric Singer into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So he basically said, fuck it, we'll take the award, but we're not playing there. And then went to bitch about how Run DMC being in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame somehow demeans it. So I will give the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame credibility, even if it's got Run DMC and Madonna and some other people in it, as soon as the Hip Hop Hall of Fame allows Led Zeppelin inside. You say that's ridiculous. Oh, really? But Run DMC is in the Rock Hall? What brand of guitar do you play? What song have you ever sung? Unquote. I think we are watching a man go crazy here, people. I think we are watching Gene Simmons lose his fucking mind on a world stage. I'm kind of okay with that because it's a good show.
Well, if he's going to talk about integrity, again, I have to bring up the clown makeup. Also the breakfast cereal and the comic books and the Kiss Army that you could join by paying Gene Simmons 25 cents. I don't know what to say. I mean, the comment about Run DMC, I am reaching just a little bit, but that was the racism cherry that needed to go on top of this Sunday of greed, materialism, and just being an asshole.
I think we're watching a man who's probably been insane for a long time and is vocalizing it for the first time. And somehow, even though we know rich people go crazy, we're surprised.
Well, since we talked about Ted Nugent last week, who's worse, Nugent or Simmons, Kat? You weren't here, Charlie, so you don't get to be part of that one.
I guess it's not so much who's crazier, it's who's listening. And I think whoever has the most active listeners is the more dangerous.
Well, and I think that's kind of the point here. Who did Gene Simmons think he was speaking to? Did he really think that people were going to back him? Because there's been, surprisingly enough, a huge groundswell against Gene Simmons for all of these comments. And he seems to, I know, he seems to be shocked, like, what, people don't think I'm right?
What? What did I say? What did I say?
Well, it's just because what you're all losers thinking with no money. God, what a fucking retard.
Yeah, without having heard the thing about Nugent, I will faithfully say that Simmons is worse.
I don't even know how to end the show at this point. Kat, where can people find you?
You can find me not being full retard and thinking that I'm better than everyone else over on Facebook, because how much better can you be than everyone else on Facebook? It's the internet. Anyway, facebook.com/nerdistcat, and you can find me over on Twitter at labyrinthcat, and you can also find me on my other show, Nerds of the Third Power, over on That Guy with the Glasses under the podcast tab.
All right, Sweet Cheeks, where can people find your hole?
You can find my hole in the front row of the enormous crowd underneath Gene Simmons' balcony to hopefully catch a drop of the Masters Euro. Also, you can find me on Twitter at Charlie McMullen and on Facebook.
And you can find me at 1201beyond.com. Contact the show at 1201beyond@gmail.com.
What the Fuck is a 1201 Beyond production. Visit 1201beyond.com for more great shows.